Greetings and welcome. We're glad you're here today. It's December 27th, the feast of St. John the Apostle, Evangelist. Today's Gospel shares the first words that begin the Gloria, the prayer of praise that is often sung at Mass, although not during Advent or Lent. The Gloria is modeled after the Bible Psalms and Canticles, and was one of many early Christian hymns. It is said that St. Pope Telephorus, the 2nd century Pope who helped set the date for Christmas, loved the Gloria so much that he ordered it sung at every Christmas midnight Mass. The Gloria gradually became part of morning prayer in both the East and West. By the 6th century, it had become part of the Roman Mass, but only at Masses celebrated by a bishop on Sundays and feasts of martyrs. Priests could only use the Gloria at Mass at the Easter Vigil. Throughout the years, the singing of the Gloria was gradually extended to choirs, and today it is sung by the people at Mass. Now let's listen closely to the passage from Luke's Gospel. And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Praising has a connotation of flattery in English that sometimes makes it hard for me to understand how I should praise God. I think of flattering people who want the glory and the praise. That's not what I'm about when I praise God. What I'm doing is simply recognizing the goodness that flows from God and is all around me and is mine for the asking. It's not flattery, it's thanksgiving. It's more like, "Ain't this grand?" It's not forced like having to say nice things to someone. It's spontaneous. It's not as though I'm standing on the bottom step looking up to someone I'm supposed to admire. I'm invited to the top step, to be part of God's royal family. I'm overwhelmed and I sing God's praises. God's favor rests on me. I've got a secure future in God's hands. When I realize all that about God and me, then I know how to make the angel's words my own. Glory to God in the highest. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.